I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Research is underway in South Carolina to test the effectiveness of using non-invasive wearable technology to help with pain management. Dr. Bashar Badran is here to provide the details. Dr. Badran is a neuroscientist, and he's director of the NeuroX Lab and Computational Brain Imaging Core at MUSC. Dr. Badran, tell us about your research project that uses wearable technology to stimulate nerves in the ear in an effort to alleviate pain.
We recently were awarded an $8.8 million grant from the NIH, specifically the HEAL Initiative, to conduct a series of research studies to better understand how stimulating nerves in the ear may potentially be used as a new treatment for chronic pain. The HEAL Initiative is a nationwide funding effort to speed scientific solutions to stem the national opioid and pain public health crisis.
What's the motivation that started this line of research?
25 million Americans suffer daily from pain. And unfortunately, the United States is still experiencing an opioid epidemic. It's been primarily driven by the overprescription and dependence on opioids to manage pain. And to put this in perspective, 4.5 million painkiller prescriptions are filled every year in the state of South Carolina. That's more than one for every person in our state. And one in four of these pain patients prescribed opioids misuse them. And one in 10 of these patients will develop an opioid use disorder. And although year-over-year prescription rates have decreased, prescription opioid deaths have increased by 16%, amassing over 16,000 deaths nationwide in 2020. 1,400 of those are in the state of South Carolina that year. So opioids are really the leading cause of unintentional injury death in the United States. And we're trying to create non-opioid treatments for chronic pain.
Tell us more about this wearable technology and how it works.
The technology we're testing is called transcutaneous auricular neurostimulation, or TAN for short. It's a small sticker that you attach to your ear, and the sticker delivers electrical stimulation to specific nerves in your ear. We think that the stimulation of these nerves allows the brain to release its own internal form of opioids, also known as endorphins, that may help reduce pain naturally.
So the focus in this research is investigating a non-pharmaceutical approach to pain management.
We're living at a time where technological advancements have made it possible to start changing the way the brain and body functions using alternatives to classical pharmacological interventions. And in this case, a small sticker attaching to your ear may have the same benefit as a pill that you would take daily. And that would be a huge benefit to society.
And what stage of the research are you in right now?
So we're in year two of a large five-year multi-site series of experiments. And although many of the experiments are still blinded, meaning we don't know whether folks are receiving the active or placebo stimulation, anecdotally, we've seen reductions in pain symptoms, both in laboratory-administered pain and in a clinical population.
Where is this research headed next?
We're hoping that our work not only helps us better understand the mechanism of how stimulating nerves in your ear may reduce pain, but we also want to reveal a significant health benefit in opioid-dependent pain patients so that hopefully one day we can make this technology available to patients across the United States.
Dr. Badran, thanks for information about this pain management research.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.